Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the way, NFL Blitz and lots of NFL news, guys, as we continue to move forward towards hopefully having a season. We'll get you caught up on the latest, but right now we want to say good afternoon to Anton Walks, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Mike, this is a guy, of course, you know, we were excited to get back, and hopefully, you know, we're going to get a chance to see him in action pretty soon. Anton, what's going on, man? How you been?
Hey there. How's things? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, first question we were going to ask, did you ever make it back to the UK, or have you been here the whole time?
No, I've been here. I could get settled here, first and foremost. With all of this going on, which is pretty much done now. So, yeah, just picking over and just waiting for things to slowly and gradually fall back into place.
Anton, talk about Atlanta United bringing you back. I mean, you know, you were here in 17, obviously, when we got started. You go overseas to England and for two seasons, and then you get a call, I guess, that you're coming back. How did you find out? How does that work for you? I mean, were you excited, or was it a surprise, or was this always in the works?
It was pretty much all within the works. There was talks from when I left about the potential chance of me returning, and it's just one of those things that pretty much sat on my mind since I left, because, you know, it was a place where I wanted to stay and I could see, you know, my future, especially with the way things ended. And watching from back home, I got to see how the team are actually developing and building what they set out for. And, you know, I become a massive fan from being here, and it's just great to get back what I'd call home.
And again, great to have you back, man. Two goals back in 17, as we've mentioned. Anton Walks joins us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline as the Five Stripes and MLS and everybody else just waiting to get back. So, I mean, I know, I'm sure it's an easy answer, but just how bored are you? How ready to do something on the pitch are you?
I had that discussion today, to be fair. I'll be honest. It's been hard, but I do miss the competitive side of it. We are staying nice and strong and fit with our sessions at the moment, because we are allowed to do individual stuff back at the facility. But yeah, it's a lot going on right now, and we just want to make sure everybody can stay safe, and, you know, nothing crazy will happen. And once it happens, we all understand we'll be allowed to resume as normal.
Anton, I'm wondering what your personal feelings are just as a player. You know, if you don't have to play, right, that's one thing. But I think most players want to come back and they want to play. But what are your personal feelings? Are you scared? Are you, you know, feeling more confident than you did? Where are you in this with coronavirus? And, you know, we just heard Brad Guzan saying, you know, what if one guy tests positive? And he poses a question that I think a lot of players professionally are asking. Where are you on this?
Yeah, I think there needs to be more attention given towards the health side of things, because, you know, there is a lot on the line here. Personally, there's nothing more I would want right now than to go and play in a game. But for that to happen, everything needs to be safe, not just for me, for my teammates, for the staff, for the opposition, because, you know, these things, it won't just affect us as athletes. It'll go back to our homes, affect our families and our loved ones, and, you know, the supporters. We don't want these things to be happening, you know. We're not just talking about small numbers here. This could be another mass problem, and we just need to make sure everybody can be safe. And then, you know, when that happens, we'll be ready.
Anton Walks is with us, guys, from Atlanta United. As you can tell, he is from the UK. And I know that Carl and I, we've talked about it, you know, looking around the world. It's been as scary as it's been here in the States. It's been twice as scary in the UK. What are you hearing from people back home?
Yeah, I think everyone's been caught by surprise, and you know, the information getting put out is very similar to what it is here in Atlanta. And, you know, places are gradually open back up. People will be returning to school shortly. And there is a lot of concern, which is understandable. And, you know, personally for all my family back home, they've remained safe and they're following their guidelines and they're taking their time, which is completely understandable. So, you know, it's hard being in a different place from my family, but, you know, I've got my own little family here as well. So everybody's healthy, and that's the main thing right now.
Now, I know one of the things you missed while you were gone was Chick-fil-A. Who doesn't love Chick-fil-A? What have you been eating lately, man? I mean, what are you? How's your eating habits? Have they changed? And what are you missing about not being able to do during this lockdown with coronavirus?
To be fair, now that, you know, we've cut back on how much we can train and how much we can get in to do stuff, I've had to kind of be a bit stricter. And you are right. Being in England for 2 years without Chick-fil-A was hard, I'll be honest. But, yeah, the schedule's starting to slowly get a lot more tougher, so I'm just trying to be a bit more stricter because, you know, hopefully before the end of the year we can get some games in.
So you're saying you're saying you're not ordering number one right now? That's not what you've been ordering at Chick-fil-A?
I have had since I've been back. That's one thing I definitely have had to have. But right now, with training and, you know, potential chances of us getting some games in and tournaments, yeah, right now can't be in my diet.
That's the thing, Carl, is Anton walks charge. This guy's from your home of Atlanta United. It is 92.9 The Game. Mike. Talking, getting back to action. We've been using, what's it, Carl, from the Avengers? Fat Thor?
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see how many guys are on MLS are going to come back, and that jersey's going to be a bit snug.
We've been training, and I'll be honest, the lads are looking very good and sharp. So
good, good.
Hopefully it won't be anyone in our team.
No, man, I just, Anton, you're 23, what, 24? You're 24 yet? You just turned? Yeah, you're 22. Man, you could eat three number ones and burn it off within an hour.
You couldn't be fat back then, Carl. It was impossible.
You know what I'm saying? At 23, I stuffed my face with anything and didn't even care. No heartburn, no up late nights. I mean, 23, man, you can eat whatever you want. Don't listen to anybody.
Nah, I wish it was that easy, but I think times are changing, and I don't think some of the staff will be happy if they found out that's my diet.
Yeah, it's not like the old days, Carl. One of my favorite players, you know, George Best, you know, about, you know, you can't smoke two packs a day and drink, like, well, I guess you could, you just wouldn't be that good, you know, drinking Jameson's all night. Anton Walks is with us from Atlanta United as they're waiting to see where MLS is going to go. But I mean, the vibe amongst the players, I know you talked about, you know, legitimate concerns about, you know, getting back and doing things the right way, but how much have you guys talked amongst yourself about where we are right now?
It's definitely something which we have spoken about a lot because, you know, we've got to respect everybody's opinion. Some people are at different stages. Some people have different responsibilities right now. And, you know, we wouldn't want to fool something where we've got players that, you know, feel hard done by. And that's the main thing right now. I know there is a lot of pressure on, you know, things opening up. But unless we can all be on the right page, I don't think that's something we can force.
Well, we can't wait, and, you know, we keep saying this to everybody that we've had on, and we've had a variety of your teammates on the show, and, you know, the brass as well, from Carlos Bocanegra to Darren Eales and et cetera, you know, everybody's antsy to get back going. If this means you have to go to Orlando, because it's not been finalized yet, and you need to be away for 8 to 10 weeks from your family, as a player, you're fine with that? Because I know some players, they have a hard time with that.
Well, family is, you know, it's definitely the biggest priority in my life, and going away from them would be hard, but ultimately, I saw it from the positive side. You know, careers don't last forever, and for us to get back, I'll be more than happy to get back on the field. I have missed it dearly, and like I said, the main thing right now for that decision, I think, to go through would have to be the safety and all the concerns people are having right now, and then maybe opportunities for us to go and do that.
Anton Walks is with us here, guys, talking about soccer getting back. All right, we've talked a lot about COVID-19. Let's just talk about what we did get to see. I mean, man, we were up there for the Nashville match, and we got to see the only game at home. It just seems like even without Joseph, and again, I know we're a completely different team without Joseph, but it seems like we still have a lot of depth. You know, from where you play on the right back all the way up to the front, it just seems like this team can handle all the injuries this season.
I think I wouldn't want to speak too soon. You know, it's only the beginning. And
knock wood.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. We have got a great squad. That's one thing we do have. And in honestly, we have got great age as well. We're fairly young, so, you know, no one's felt a long, hard career where they've suffered many injuries. So in terms of that, we've got more than enough. And then the way, you know, everyone at the club make sure we're all doing the right things, not having number ones from Chick-fil-A three times a day like you recommend. But there's a lot of things which play part of it. The dieting, the gym sessions, and yeah, we've got a pretty good setup and, you know, we're putting it to good use right now.
Well, we wish you the best, man, and we'll be watching. You know, stay fit. We know you are, and tell the guys that we give them our best, man. We appreciate the time today, Anton.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Hopefully, see you all soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.